From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Voters in Colombia appear to have narrowly rejected a peace agreement with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia in a referendum Sunday. The vote delivered a stunning blow to Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. He said he would send negotiators back for talks with the FARC in Cuba. He also said a ceasefire would remain in place. The rebels, meanwhile, are saying they are still committed to continuing peace efforts. Colombia's election authority announced that the no side had received 50.2% of the vote, compared to 49.8% for the yes side. Low turnout invalidated Hungary's referendum on European Union refugee quotas, even though voters overwhelmingly rejected the mandatory relocation of asylum seekers, according to Hungary's National Election Office. With nearly all the votes counted, 98.3% of voters cast their ballots against EU quotas. Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain will formally start the process of leaving the European Union by the end of March 2017.
The remaining members of the EU have to decide what the process of negotiation is. I hope, and I'll be saying to them, that now that they know what our timing is going to be, it's not an exact date, but they know it'll be in the first quarter of next year, that we'll be able to have some preparatory work so that once the trigger comes, we have a smoother process of negotiation.
Once Article 50 of the EU's Lisbon Treaty is triggered, a two-year countdown for Britain's formal exit begins. Syrian government forces advanced in the city of Aleppo Sunday. They are trying to capture a section of the city being held by opposition forces. This is VOA News.